Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Forgiven, Redeemed, Reconciled by Dorsey Burke is the stories of Paul Tanner, a stressed senior pastor who threw his life away, Sarah Peterson, a pastor's daughter who was gang raped, and Zach Peterson, a young, insecure, traumatized pastor. The choices they make affect not only them, but also those around them. Forgiven, Redeemed, Reconciled shows that great blessings can come from broken, shattered, and scarred lives. Dorsey Burke has served in Christian ministry for over 50 years. His passion for missions has taken him to 25 nations in Europe, Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and the Caribbean. He has edited and designed books for the Overseas Ministries Training Course, the Alpha Bible Course, and the Global Association of Theological Studies. Many of these books bear his name as author. Forgiven, Redeemed, Reconciled is his first book of Christian fiction. Yet I Will Praise Him, written with Bev Burke and Kristen Burke Carlson, is his wife's and his spiritual odyssey of living with Crohn's disease for over 40 years. It tells the lessons they learned through their struggles and victories and offers practical help for those dealing with chronic illness, a miraculous story filled with laughter and tears, demonstrating God's mercy, grace, and faithfulness in difficult times. Reverend Dorsey Burke, author of Forgiven, Redeemed, Reconciled, is our guest on This Week in America. Reverend Burke, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
So much to talk about, and I love what you've done. This is the first fiction book that you've written. What was the inspiration for the story of Forgiven, Redeemed, Reconciled?
Well, actually, I've wanted to write Christian fiction for quite a while, but every time I started, it just didn't get anywhere. And for some reason, the ideas and plot lines for this book just kind of flowed. In my mind, it's just a God thing because I have tried to do it myself before and it didn't work. But even during the night, sometimes I would wake up with plot ideas. And like I said, it just flowed together, and I thank God that it worked.
Well, it does work, and it is receiving excellent reviews and really changing lives because people can read this and ask questions in their own life and understand the message of Forgive, Redeemed, Reconciled. Dorsey Burke is our guest. His website is dorseyburkebooks.com. Burke is B-U-R-K. And Dorsey, D-O-R-S-E-Y. We'll give you this throughout our conversation. It's all on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Books available, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. What is the main message or messages you're trying to convey in Forgiven, Redeemed, Reconciled?
I think the main message is probably taken from Romans 8, where we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, those who are called according to his purpose. Bad things do happen to good people, and sometimes those bad things are because of the choices that we make. Other times, it's because of what happens to us, you know, what people do to us. But in every situation, I think we can look at God's hand and see that he can use those situations for our good. You talked about my wife's illness earlier. It was a very trying time, but through that, we learned a whole lot of things that we needed to learn from a spiritual standpoint, as well as just a, you know, living. And I really believe that all things can work together for good if we will allow the Lord to use those things to mold us and shape us into a better Christian.
Well, that certainly is the case, and yet I will praise him that we'll talk about here in a second. This book, you've been able to take this story, share it with other people, and just reading the reviews, it's made a difference in so many lives. People wondering, why me? What is the purpose of this? Why did this have to happen? And you've given them hope. The book is Yet I Will Praise Him. That's one of two books we're talking about by Dorsey Burke, our guest on the program. You're listening to This Week in America, and all the information on Reverend Burke at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Is this book biographical in any way?
Which one? Forgiven, redeemed?
Yeah, forgiven, redeemed, and reconciled. Any autobiographical or biographical background to that?
There may be a few spots that I have pulled from my own experiences, but for the most part, it is not biographical. Paul Tanner threw his life away and was unfaithful to his wife, and I certainly do not want that as part of my biography. So he is just a figment of my imagination. And some of these things are based upon other experiences that I have seen in other people's lives and things. And so it's not biographical from my standpoint, but I think the circumstances are real and have been faced by many other people.
So the people, the three that I mentioned in the beginning that you talk about, stories of Paul Tanner, Sarah Peterson, and Zach Peterson, you've seen situations like that in your life, in your work, haven't you?
Yes. In fact, the sister of a friend of ours was gang raped, and for a long time, the family did not even realize the situation. They knew that she had conceived and given birth to a boy, but they did not realize the circumstances surrounding that. And she had just been too traumatized to tell them about it. And it was a very stressful time, of course, for the entire family.
What do you hope the message is that people will take away after reading this book, Forgiven, Redeemed, Reconciled? What's the takeaway? There's stories that are compelling stories. We don't want to put the book down. We want to see what happens to these people, to Paul, to Sarah, and to Zach. But when the book is over and we put it aside, what do you hope we remember about their stories and how they came through this?
I think the main thing is that we all need forgiveness. Sometimes we need to ask God to forgive us for the sins that we have committed. Sometimes we need to forgive people for the wrongs they have done to us. Other times we need to be the one who is asking for forgiveness for the things that we have done to hurt other people. But we all need forgiveness. And whatever the situation is that revolves around that forgiveness, I think God can take that situation and redeem it and make it for our good. And then because we have forgiven those who have offended us or who have been offended by us, then we can see how we can be reconciled one to another.
I love the title of the book. It's those three words, forgiven, redeemed, and reconciled. And just those three, that tells the story. How did you come up with this really simple but incredibly effective title for the book?
Well, again, I would have to say it's a God thing, because I had started out with a totally different view of things, and that title just didn't fit. And all of a sudden, I kind of had asked the Lord to help me with the title, and that's what came to mind.
Well, it's very well, it succinctly states what the book is about, the lessons from the book, Forgiven, Redeemed, Reconciled. And the cover of the book is striking as well. It's very simple and states a very positive message of that relates the content of the book, Forgiven, Redeemed, Reconciled. The author is Dorsey Burke, B-U-R-K. The book available. Where would you suggest they go to to buy a copy of the book?
Probably Amazon would be the easiest way. Barnes & Noble has it. It can be ordered through my website, whichever is more convenient for them.
Yeah, basically wherever you find books, but the big one, obviously, Amazon, Barnes & Noble as well. And you mentioned the website, DorseyBurkeBooks.com. Talk about that, because that's a place to get information, and you can order both books there as well, correct?
That is correct. It lists the books. There's a short biography, and a place where they can email and make comments. And I would love to hear from any of the readers.
And that's Dorsey Burke, B-U-R-K, DorseyBurkeBooks.com. Also available there, information on the book that I had mentioned, Yet I Will Praise Him, a book that you and your late wife wrote. Why did you decide to write the book, talking about all of the difficulties that you were going through?
We wrote the book primarily hoping to help people facing the same situation or similar situations. It's easy to be in a situation like a chronic illness and say, "Why me, Lord?" and get all pouty and, you know, even bitter. But my wife realized a long time ago that the way to survive her illness was to praise God in every situation. And that is why we have the title, Yet I Will Praise Him. And that was a great lesson that she learned herself, that she has helped me to learn. And we want to convey that message to as many people as we can. To me, it's a real survival technique. If we praise God for the situation that we are in, then it's almost impossible for us to become bitter over it.
Dorsey Burke, our guest on the program, author, Reverend, we were talking about the first book, Forgiven, Redeemed, Reconciled, that we talked about. This book is a book that tells the story of what Dorsey and his late wife went through in her battles. What are the greatest lessons that you learned through this spiritual odyssey? What have you learned?
The biggest lesson I think we learned is that God is faithful. In every situation we have faced, God has proven himself faithful over and over again. There were so many times when my wife was at the point of death, the doctors really gave us little hope. But God came through, and it was just a story of a miracle after a miracle after a miracle. People get, they get concerned where they hear terms like sepsis and other diseases like that. She had sepsis so often it became commonplace to us. One of my colleagues was in the hospital for a while and came out with a PICC line. And the other people in our office were so appalled that he had this PICC line. And we thought, what's the big deal? She had a permanent catheter for probably 30 years. And it got infected. When it got infected, she became septic. It had to be replaced. And this just became a normal routine. But through it all, God was faithful and kept us in his care and proved himself over and over again what a great, glorious God that he is.
What did you learn going through this with your late wife and the suffering that she was going through and obviously the consolation she was giving you through this journey? What did you learn about her, the courageous attitude that she had in going through this?
Probably that, the thing that impressed me most probably about her illness and living with it is that how resilient she was. For 30-some years, she said she was sick, but she had a disease, but she was not sick. And anytime I tried to be overly cautious with her or whatever, she made me realize once again that, you know, she could do it. And it was just a very much of a test of faith on her part, but she always came through. And I don't remember one time when she was really in a pity party. There were times, of course, when she was down, but that didn't last very long at all. And I just marveled at how resilient she was and how much faith she placed in God.
It's a remarkably inspirational book that's Yet I Will Praise Him. Book available, again, at Reverend Burke's website. I'll give you all that as we conclude the program here. Reverend, what practical advice do you have for people dealing with chronic illnesses such as Crohn's disease? You've been there on the front line for a long period of time, a number of years. What practical advice would you share?
There's a chapter in the book that we get down to practicalities. And one of those things is that we have to find a doctor that we can work with. Some doctors tend to think they know everything and do not really pay much attention to the patient. And if the patient and the doctor does not mesh well and work together well, then the patient should find somebody else to go to. And I think we need to learn as much as we can about the illness, and we need to listen to our bodies, and we need to keep in touch with other people and get a support group. And those are probably the main things, but throughout that one chapter, there is several different ideas and suggestions that we list for dealing with chronic illness.
That's so well done and so well said, and so very important. As you're going through this, it's sometimes difficult to think rationally and to maybe chart the best course for you, and you lay that out, what you and your wife went through. In the afterward, you quote the lyrics to Mickey Mangan's Long and Winding Road. The first verse, I'm going to probably stumble through this, but try to read this and get your comments. When I made my start for heaven, I could only find one way, a road that led me through the mountains and valleys, a road not many folks could take. Since I started traveling on my journey, I've covered many, many miles behind me, miles of sun and rain, miles of smiles and pain. This road's been rough, but again, I would choose the same. The question, would you choose to go through this again, the pain and the suffering with living with Crohn's disease for over 40 years? Would you go through that again?
Yes, but not willingly.
Okay.
Because I know too much. But after I realized the blessing that Crohn's disease became to my wife and me and our family, then I would have to say, yes, I would choose the same. It's not a road that I would choose for anyone, but God realized that road was the best for us, and because that was his choice and his design for us, then I would have to say once again, I would choose the same.
A couple minutes left in our conversation with Dorsey Burke. That's D-O-R-S-E-Y, Burke, B-U-R-K. His website, DorseyBurkeBooks.com. The books we're talking about available there, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Yet I Will Praise Him, the book we've just talked about that will guide you through these difficult moments in life and put things in proper perspective, a very inspirational story. The focus of the interview in the beginning was the fiction work put together by, written by Reverend Burke, Forgiven, Redeemed, Reconciled. First time out, this is an excellent job. The book that you've written, so many messages told in a great story format. What are you working on now? Do you have any other books that you're working on?
Right now, I am helping to edit a book on church history. And other than that, I am not working on anything really. I have some ideas, but I haven't really got them fleshed out yet.
What was it like? And people who enjoy this book are looking forward to it as well, Forgiven, Redeemed, Reconciled. What's the feeling of accomplishment when you look back and you see this book and you see all of the excellent reviews that acclaim that it's received? How gratifying is this that you were able to write this book and impact many lives?
Well, as I said before, I have wanted to write Christian fiction for a while, so there is a sense of satisfaction in seeing that accomplished. But more importantly, I want to be able to help someone, and I hope anyone who reads the stories realize that whatever situation they are facing, they can make that a successful transition, and God can be with them and will lead them and forgive them and redeem the situation and reconcile those near them. Feeling accomplished is really a great high. And I'm glad that I experienced it with this book.
Well, I'm going to close the conversation the way I began it, talking about forgiven, redeemed, reconciled, shows that great blessings can come from broken, shattered, and scarred lives. The book is Forgiven, Redeemed, Reconciled. The other book we talked about in the program is Yet I Will Praise Him. Both books available at Reverend Dorsey's website, Reverend Burke's website, DorseyBurkeBooks.com. And Burke, if you're Googling, is B-U-R-K. The book's available wherever books are sold. Reverend Burke, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for sharing the story on both of these books. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so very much. It's been delightful.
It has been a pleasure. Forgiven, Redeemed, Reconciled by Dorsey Burke. The book available wherever books are sold. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.